Hello, welcome to Fireside Chats. My name is Magla Pillay, and I have in the studio here with me today Sister Denise, who has been practicing Raja Yoga meditation for over 40 years. Today's topic is entitled Honesty. The reason that we have chosen this topic is because we'd like you, the viewer, to look at your own spirituality and ask yourself questions as to what your own level of honesty is. And I mean that in respect of yourself, as well as the people around you, and in respect of your relationship with God. Today's show asks you to look at the philosophical and spiritual integrity of your life. It also asks you to see and rather bring your own relationship with God in alignment. And that is that is the journey that you chose to take. So Sister Denise, very warm welcome to today's show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Honesty, yes, it is not something that is practiced in abundance today, is it? Because it's a virtue that we see so easily compromised on so many levels. Why is honesty an important, even though we live in a world where we see so little of it?
I think the main problem with honesty is people have very different definitions of it. Mm. And so it's really not clear to most people what honesty is. In fact, it's a very subtle thing. And, you know, a child will be taught, well, don't lie. But then if the parent lies, then the child learns, pretend not to lie, but lie anyway. And that's honest. But if you get caught, then that's bad. As long as you don't get caught, it's all right. So, you know, there's a lot of combinations of dishonest honesty. It means that children learn moral confusion. And so we need to really take a look at honesty in a fundamental way, which is why I think, in a sense, the word integrity may be easier to deal with than the word honesty, because honesty includes the idea of fidelity and loyalty. If you are disloyal to someone, they will think you're dishonest, but then the person will say, well, I can't be honest and loyal to someone who I don't respect. You see? So it has a lot of subtleties. There is another aspect, which is being real. One likes to be authentic. If somebody is fake, you know, there's some problem with that. A person is not real. A person is not the same thing inside and outside. There's that aspect of honesty. There has to be financial probity. That's a kind of honesty. Non-stealing is a kind of honesty. In some communities, non-accumulation is a kind of honesty. So hoarding would be a form of dishonesty. But, you know, the way that people use the concept of honesty and the word honesty varies enormously from community to community. So it's a tricky subject, really.
Hmm. So Denise, what price do people pay when they are not honest? Because I think the reason people think that they can proceed with their dishonesty is if they get away with it. And it's so easy to get away with it. Well, what price do you pay as a human being for being dishonest?
You get away with it until you don't.
Okay.
Because it catches up with you eventually.
In what way?
Well, somebody may be really very good at covering and covering and covering. And I had a situation with someone who was a master at covering the trail. And then it happened that another person who was involved with that person in their dishonesty became the whistleblower. Otherwise, the cover would never have been blown. So that person couldn't have imagined that somebody would whistleblow. And you see, nowadays you get this subject of whistleblowing coming up quite a bit. And a problem with the whistleblower is they will very often be punished more than the person who was dishonest or the organization that was dishonest. And so it creates a message that dishonesty is a much better policy than honesty, even though it is said honesty is the best policy, and it is true that honesty is the best policy. But sooner or later, it does catch up. And then all of your dignity, your public face, everything collapses in the face of all of that, and you lose so much.
Hmm. Okay. So what is it in people that gives them the belief that they can get away with it?
Well, the experience of getting away with it.
Okay, so it's very easy to convince oneself that if nobody is looking, I can get away with it.
Well, you can get away with it once, twice, 50 times, 100 times, but one fine day you won't.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a spiritual law. Something sooner or later will happen to blow it.
What does dishonesty do to the human spirit, to the conscience specifically?
Well, it destroys the conscience. And when your conscience is destroyed, then you have no reliable friend.
Is the conscience a friend?
Oh, yes. Okay. The most reliable friend is your conscience. And of course, a person who's dishonest is going to be also dishonest in relationships. So you can never really have anything more than the most superficial relationships, which is not satisfying. You know, a human being who can have really deep, lasting relationships has to be honest in order to achieve that. And if you're not honest, then you're going to be lonely.
Mm. I don't think many people can draw the correlation between loneliness and dishonesty.
Probably not.
Okay, is there a direct correlation?
Well, I think so, because it's normal for people to come into relationship with each other. Why do relationships break down is because of some kind of dishonesty in the relationship, and then you don't have a relationship. So dishonesty in the sense of, like, if you're selfish, if you break the written or unwritten contract of the relationship, when you renege on your promises, all of these things cause the relationship to break down. You say, I'm going to be in such and such a place at such and such a time, and you don't show up. That's a kind of dishonesty too. Mm. It means you don't care about the person. It means you're selfish. It means so many things which are not going to allow the relationship to flourish or to become deep.
Mm. Mr. Denise, what does it mean to have an honest relationship with God? How does honesty work in that context?
I think the loyalty is an ingredient. Being true to God in your conversations, not putting oneself in an egotistical manner in relationship with God. Humility is a very important attribute of honesty. Sticking to what you say you're going to do, and if you can't, then renegotiate it. Mm-hmm. One very interesting thing about entering into a relationship with God that people probably don't know is whatever is your condition doesn't matter, but God knows exactly how to relate to you. So that the, you know, in human relationships, someone is dishonest and they can justify it by saying, well, the other person's dishonest too, so what's the difference? But in your relationship with God, you're the one who is going to profit by that relationship, but God knows exactly how to conduct him, herself in the relationship. And so you can never play the blame game or make excuses or justifications that, well, God wasn't honest with me. That can never arise, you see.
Honesty in relationships, you touched on it just now. Why is it that people are of the view that they can get away with being dishonest in relationships? And, you know, from what I've experienced, honesty is a single virtue, but no virtue moves by itself. There's usually a whole lot of supporting virtues that support honesty. What else does it take for there to be honesty in relationships?
Well, you can't operate out of fear.
No, you can't.
Because if you are afraid of losing the relationship or something, then you'll be even more dishonest, and then the other person will notice and they won't respect you, and it'll fizzle out, you know. So I think to have a good quality relationship where there's fearlessness, courage, integrity, so many different virtues are involved, and then when the relationship gets into a crisis point, you really need your strengths and your virtues to carry the relationship through that crisis point. And then the relationship is much deeper and much more powerful through that.
Sister Denise, if one regards oneself as being an honest person, but you befriend or even marry somebody who you know is not, can that ever work?
Oh, of course not. But why would you do that?
Oh, there are lots of people who do.
Okay, so okay. For example,
you could be an honest person and you joined a new company and you don't make friends easily, and then you do make this one friend in this company of 400 other employees, and then you find out shortly thereafter that your chosen friend is extremely dishonest, but you don't have any other friends, so you stick with the one friend. People do it all the time.
Yeah, but you shouldn't.
Okay, so you shouldn't. Is that your answer? If you're honest, you shouldn't be exposing yourself to people who are not.
It's going to cost you way too much. You're going to compromise yourself so badly. Better to be alone than carry on with a dishonest friend. You see, because if you are a good quality person, you're going to attract people to yourself no matter what. But to be able to pass through that initial period where you're on your own, that requires a certain amount of strength, a certain ability to be in solitude, and you can be cordial with a lot of people, but you have to manage your loneliness. And to be unable to manage your loneliness, and rather than be lonely, be with somebody who you know is dishonest, that means, you know, you're betraying yourself.
Okay. So you are saying that it's not a good idea at all to even seek out people that you know are not on the same wavelength as you?
Well, for me, you know, I always go for people who are straight. I like straight people. And other people may have different tastes.
Wait, hold on.
I like straight people.
By straight, you mean honest.
Yes.
Not the other definition of straight.
No.
You mean honest, yes.
Honest, I
thought so, yes. She means honest, yes. Okay, and go on.
And I can tell, you know, I have a nose for it. And if I find that somebody isn't a clean, straight...
legit.
I move away. That's me.
Okay, and your recommendation, advice, is for others to do the same?
Well, you know, everybody has their own way, but
yes,
that's
but
my way.
The world has become such as it's, one of the laws of life is like does attract like, but then opposites also attract. You'll find somebody who is honest will be associating with somebody who's dishonest.
Well, then you have to make a decision there. You know, because a dishonest person, you see, an honest person is sometimes naive.
Yes.
And that's why the dishonest person will be attracted, because they can manipulate easily. And the honest person, the naive person, doesn't get what's going on. you see. So yeah, if you're straight, if you're honest, and you attract a dishonest person, well, you need to notice that. Because you know, being honest and naive is not a good combination.
There are so many.
Honest and streetwise. And
there are so many who are honest and naive.
Well, you know, you're going to get clobbered until you wake up.
So is that what happens?
Well, hopefully. I mean, it is what happens. And it needs to happen, because if a person is naive and honest, well, they're not going to last very long. And so you get burned, but then you have to learn from those lessons, you know. Because you can be straight, honest, clear, you know, and wise. And you have to understand the playing field of all the players. Not everybody's honest. And you have to sometimes deal with dishonest people, but don't get deceived. It doesn't matter if somebody lies to you, as long as you know they're lying. It is said that you can't lie to an honest person because they'll see. Mm-hmm. So if they do lie, it doesn't matter because you know. But if you're not honest and they lie to you and you don't know, then you're in trouble. So if you're slightly dishonest and somebody else is more dishonest, you're in big trouble.
I'm glad you mentioned that. You have people who are honest, and then they're surrounded by so much of dishonesty, and or had to pay a very heavy price for their honesty by your example, by associating with somebody who's naive, and get hurt for their own honesty. In such a situation, an honest person can be quite inclined to give up his honesty. Because it'll be easier to be dishonest.
Well,
what would you say to such a person?
Maybe it's easier, but then you lose your self-respect. Then you're not right with yourself. So, you know, maybe it's easier, but maybe it costs too much. You know, it costs a lot to do the right thing. Much more than to do the wrong thing. But if you're wealthy...
Hold on. It costs a lot to do the right thing, more than it does to do the wrong thing.
That's why people do the
and
wrong
what,
thing.
What, it's cheaper. What price, what currency are you speaking of? Cost what?
To do the right thing, you have to have courage. You have to be willing to, you know, pay a price, because many things will be denied to you. All the various temptations will be, you know, taken away, because you can't be manipulated. So, you know, you're going to be dealing with, you're going to have to live with simplicity as well as honesty.
And what is the link between those two?
Well, because you don't have a price. So if somebody can buy you, then you'll have lots of stuff, but then you'll be a slave, you know. If you are honest and you live in a simple way and you're not into all these temptations and so on, you have a policy that you will have what you need, but not what you just want. You're not operating out of greed. You see, if you're greedy, you can be bought. But if you're not greedy, then you'll be simple. So if you're honest, then you have to be able to be simple. And maybe you don't have millions of fancy friends, but the few friends that you do have, they're friends for life. They're good. You know, they're loyal. They're with you. That has a higher value, but it may not be so glamorous.
So, Denise, in terms of your own spiritual practice, does honesty when you were 24, is that different from the honesty you experienced when you're 34, 44? Does honesty change over time? Is it static? Is it constant?
I think when you're young, you're naturally more inexperienced, more naive. So as you grow older, you pass through many tests, you learn many lessons. So your quality of being is naturally going to mature, it's going to become more refined, more sophisticated, because every time you move forward, you're learning something. So definitely there's a development in the person.
Okay, so virtues evolve?
virtues evolved, powers evolved, wisdom evolves. If you are not evolving, then ask yourself the question, why not? You know, I ought to be evolving. If I'm not, then I'm stuck somewhere. I have to take a look and see where I'm stuck and get through that and keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes everything will totally collapse around you and you think, oh, what a terrible failure. But it's not necessarily a terrible failure. What it means is, okay, you did that, now you're ready for something new. Mm. And if it doesn't collapse all around you, you stay in that comfort zone. Mm. So never be afraid when it looks like terrible failure. It's just an opportunity to move to another level.
Mm. Okay. So Denise, you know, in the world that we are living in with, you know, technology, etc., so easily available to us, honesty has become almost, I don't know, non-existent. It's so difficult to be honest in today's world. And the question that I have is, you can find a person can be in a certain situation where the line between honesty and dishonesty is almost negligible. Okay, what would be the motivation? Because the attraction of dishonesty offers you a chest full of riches, okay, whereas honesty means, well, spending another Saturday night at home, okay, alone. Do you see?
So we have this concept in Raj Yoga, Maya. Hmm. It comes as temptation or terror. So either it will force you through threat, serious threat, so you have to be able to withstand threat as well as temptation. Mm. And ultimately you have to be capable of being alone. You know, that's why honesty is more difficult for people, because you have to be capable of being alone.
Very few are.
It is true.
Okay, something tells me that is a subject for another day. So thank you, a very riveting subject of honesty. Sister Denise, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us today. Honesty is indeed a fascinating subject, and unfortunately I don't think that many people think about it as deeply as you have. But for those of you who have joined us at home on today's subject, I hope that you will re-look at yourself and ask yourself the simple question, how honest are you? And what I like about what was shared in today's talk is, if you are dishonest, you alone will pay the price for your own dishonesty. So if Sister Denise has managed to tweak your conscience, I'm glad. That was the point of today's show. And I hope that as you move forward in life, you are able to look at yourself, reevaluate your own sense of honesty. And it doesn't matter what you were like in the past. Today is a fresh day. Tomorrow is another day. And you can improve your own sense of honesty, which you will be doing only for yourself. So thank you, Sister Denise, for sharing your wisdom, and thank you for joining us. And I hope that something in today's show touched your heart. Thank you and goodbye. ¶¶